Hello, healthcare consumers, and welcome to Escaping the Healthcare Prison podcast. This podcast is dedicated to making the healthcare maze easier to understand and navigate. I'm Gary Prala, co-founder of Healthcare Consumer Navigator Center, and I will be your podcast host today. With me is Matt Stoker and Zach Lewis, production assistants.
Gary, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing today?
I'm great. Doing all right.
Yeah, let's get this thing going.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, love that you're here. Today's podcast will be healthcare quality ratings, fact or fiction. Buyer beware.
Sounds like there might be a lot of fiction here.
Well, there is a little bit of a fiction, and I just want to make sure everybody truly understands what they're looking at, and more importantly, how these ratings are put together on some of these websites.
Beware indeed.
So with that being said, our goals for this podcast is going to be, what is healthcare quality and what are the healthcare indicators? How can I find out the quality of healthcare providers I am using? What is the Medicare five-star program? And I'm going to refer you to a couple of reports that are, you know, that were published by the feds that will absolutely open your eyes and scare the, you know, will scare the hell out of you.
This show is just a shot of adrenaline, let me tell you.
So, anyway, that's kind of fun to do this.
All right, no, time. Gary, are any of these going to be feel-good shows at all? Or is these all sound, I guess, escaping the healthcare prison doesn't necessarily conjure up good images, I suppose.
Well, you're escaping, right? Point. That's, yeah. We're learning.
Yeah. That's a good point. I'll have to think about that. A feel-good show on healthcare.
Well, this is finding quality healthcare. This is seeking the good, right?
Yeah, this is good to be had here.
Yeah. It's not all bad.
No.
We all know that.
It's not all bad.
It's not all good either. So anyway, all right. So with all that being said, you know, I just want to take a couple minutes and talk about what is a Healthcare Consumer Navigator Center and what we do. We were started in December of 2016 by launching our website, healthcareconsumernavigatorcenter.com. The website is dedicated to helping you, the consumer, to one, become more educated about healthcare, two, using some planning tools that will help you plan your healthcare, and three, it has some practical information and steps so that if you have questions or if, you know, something is occurring in your life that relates to healthcare, hopefully this can help you. Again, our goal is to making the healthcare maze easier to understand and navigate. And by the way, all of this is free. There's no subscription charge. There's no charges at all. It's there for you to take full advantage of. So take a look at it, and if you do have any questions, there's a place on the website that you can, you know, send us questions about, you know, issues you may be having, and we'll be very, very happy to answer all those questions for you. The company was started by myself, and what I have is an extensive amount of hospital billing and physician billing experience. My wife, Judy, is a medical records person who understands coding and all of those clinical things. And lastly, Jay Heron is a ex-chief financial officer of a billion-dollar healthcare organization. We all have a little bit different backgrounds, but we complement one another in terms of being able to help the consumers navigate the maze.
A crack team of healthcare experts.
I like that.
At no cost to you. Absolutely crack free. I love it.
Crack. I don't know if I'd use crack.
Cracker Jack team? How about that? Yeah.
That qualifies it a little bit. All right, so here we go with today's podcast. You know, healthcare quality ratings, fact or fiction. I thought what would be interesting is that, you know, there was a recent survey done. There's surveys done all the time.
Sure.
But I mean, this one was kind of interesting, ranking the best states for healthcare.
Ooh.
So I thought we'd start off there, which would be sort of interesting. Here are the top 10. You know, starting with number one first.
Okay. Top of the list.
Top of the list is Hawaii.
Hawaii has the best healthcare?
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
And this is the highest quality.
Highest quality. You know, like what it is that there's three type of indicators. And I should have said this first, is that number one, there's healthcare access, healthcare quality, and the overall public health initiatives that they have in those states.
Oh, well, if there's any ranking of public health, that's unfair. Hawaii's paradise. Everybody's happy out there. It's like Disneyland. Well, minus the lava. Anyway, sorry, what's next on the list?
Washington.
All right.
Okay. Iowa, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Vermont, Minnesota, Rhode Island, Colorado, and Utah.
Not a lot of southern representation in there.
No, not except at all.
Utah, which is the bottom of the 10.
A lot of coastal and mountain regions here.
Some New England in there?
I think they're in the middle.
Those lumberjacks are living healthy, I suppose.
But to answer your question, Matt, let's do the, you know, like, let's do the bottom 10.
Sure. Oh, please.
South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, West Virginia, Kentucky, Alabama, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Mississippi.
You know, when I made that line about the South, I hadn't seen this list in advance. I promise. That is enlightening. Where does our Lone Star State land on there, Gary? I'm curious.
Texas, 38.
Okay. Just not quite in the middle, on the lower end of the ladder.
Below that's average.
Fine. Yeah.
So anyway, you know, this is sort of interesting.
Oh,
is
that, it's interesting.
Is that number one, what it does, you know, just gives you an idea about how states are rated. And I mean, this was a pretty good survey because it did take the three major components into play by ranking them. And again, we'll have this available on our website for everybody to, you know, for everybody to take a look at and see where their state fares or more importantly, how their state fared in this particular survey. Mm. So I thought we'd just start off, you know, with that, go from there.
Certainly a good icebreaker. Yeah, check out where your state is at the healthcareconsumernavigatorcenter.com. I love it.
So to start off today, one of the biggest things that, you know, consumers have been talking about most recently is what are the two major issues that are bugging and bothering consumers today? Number one, quality, and number two, price transparency.
Did they go in that order? Because I figured price would have been first.
So, yeah, it's probably true. Price is probably first. And
it's interchangeable, sure. Depends on whether or not you live in Hawaii.
Yep. But, you know, again, it's interesting because, you know, just recently we, you know, just completed a podcast about medical bad debt. Mm. And that medical bad debt sort of goes hand in glove with the price transparency piece when you stop and think about it.
Right.
So with that being said, let's take a minute and let's define what healthcare quality is.
Defining quality healthcare. It's a big ask, Gary. Let's hear it.
It is, but again, I think this is one of the best definitions I've seen. And again, I'm going to read this to make sure I get it right. Quality healthcare means doing the right thing at the right time, in the right way, for the right person, and having the best possible results.
Okay. That's about as good Samaritan as you get, right? That makes sense.
I thought it was pretty good, really.
Yeah.
You know, like doing the right thing is to treat the patient with the science that shows actually how it works.
Sure.
And it works. You know, the right amount is, you know, not too little, but not too much. Overprescribing and all those type of things. Right time, right place. I thought about this, and, you know, the more I thought about this definition, the more I really, really liked it. Mm. Because, again, if you, the consumer, can take this definition and apply it to the treatments that you're receiving, and, again, you know, just think about it. You know, doing the right thing, that means your physician making the right call for you or prescribing the right drugs or prescriptions at the right time. If you're sick, go to the doctor, and again, having the physician or you know, whomever, timing it out for you the right way, which is the right treatment, you know, for the right person. And again, having the best possible outcome. So I think it's important that you keep this little definition in mind, because at the end of the day, I think it's going to help you walk through and make sure that you as a consumer are getting exactly what you want from a quality perspective. Let's take a minute and let's talk about the websites that have quality ratings in them. Mm. And in my way of thinking, some of these things are extremely self-serving and they are clearly in business to make money.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's easy to take that definition, that good definition that you read, and apply it after the fact. But ultimately, you want to be able to find the right doctor before you're able to answer those questions, at least the first time, right?
Yep. And so here's, you know, there's about three or four points that I want to just bring out to everybody about these websites. These websites generally are self-serving websites that rank organizations by patients who have completed surveys, by patients. That means that they're seeking an opinion, you know, the 5-star, mm-hmm. or, you know, the Yelp rating for physicians.
I was going to say the Yelp of doctors, yes.
And that's fundamentally what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, the Yelp for doctors, the Yelp for hospitals.
Well, that sounds like a good thing, right? That sounds like a positive consumer-driven experience-based like way of determining who is a good doctor and a bad doctor. So how does this go wrong?
Well, where it goes wrong is that some of these physicians or some of these organizations, hospitals, actually pay the website to promote them. So they advertise.
Uh-huh.
Or they have a site or a button on their website that says, push this button and you can schedule an office visit with Dr. XYZ. Mm-hmm. So again, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that these, you know, that these websites are there to direct patients, but they direct patients for a fee.
Right. And also gather data. They'll say, okay, well, we'll connect you with this doctor's office if you give us your email address.
Yep.
They're in it to gain something. And I have a funny story about this. And I don't want to put the horse before the cart, but I used one of these websites not that long ago because I needed a new eye doctor in Dallas because I don't live where I used to. I've since moved. And I went to one of these sites and looked up an eye doctor in my area. And the first one on there was a sponsored doctor. From the website, sponsored. And I figured, well, they're sponsored. They must be good. They've got 5 stars. Worst eye doctor I've ever been to. It was horrible. I'll never go back. I probably should have gotten on and given them a 1-star rating or whatever. But I learned something that day. And I think that's kind of what this is getting at.
Yep. Because if you go on LinkedIn and, you know, you see ABC mm-hmm. and, you know, you see that little designator called promoted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's an advertisement.
You got to watch out for that.
I immediately distrust those no matter what the rating is.
I will now. I mean, I figure it's healthcare. It has to be safe. With doctors, physicians. I mean, we have to suss this out, but apparently not. So lesson learned, I guess. Buyer beware.
Buyer beware is right. Mm. Just to point out a couple of different things is that there are two pretty popular websites out there. One's called Leapfrog and one's called HealthGrades.
Neither of those were the one I used.
Okay.
I'll keep those in mind.
Leapfrog's claim to fame is that they are an organization that rates, you know, that rates hospitals.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. No harm, no foul. However, the way that they do the rating is by a survey that they send to the hospitals that the hospitals fill out, and then send it back to them.
That seems a little backwards.
A little biased.
You think they're not going to give themselves good grades?
Is it objective? Who knows?
You know they should send them to? The janitor at the hospital. Sure. The person who's just miserable. Like, they would give a good, honest opinion, I think, of what the hospital is really like. But sure, yeah, why not? That's a way to do business, Leapfrog. What about health grades?
Basically the same way, except when you are on their website, and again, I want to read this. This is right from their website. Mm. With our scheduling solutions and advanced analytics application, we partner with more than 500 hospitals across the country to cultivate new patient relationships, improve patient access, and build customer loyalty. Does that sound objective to you?
No. That sounds like somebody's trying to make money.
Yeah.
That's what these websites do. Now, I'm not saying they're bad, and I'm just saying that you need to understand what the motive is that these companies are providing us, the healthcare consumer.
But let's connect the dots a little bit. Like, the reason I saw one of these sites, the reason I think a lot of people use them, is because in the age of instant gratification and two-day shipping on Amazon, we don't want to have to, like, call our insurance and figure out what's in network. We just want to be able to Google it and find a result in three clicks. And these sites do that, but not in our favor. That's the issue. So what's the solution?
Well, you know, I think there's a couple of things. And, you know, we're going to talk about the Medicare five-star rating here in a second. Mm. But, you know, what I want to point out is that what are some quality indicators, you know, before we talk about, you know, the five-star rating? Because I can assure you, those two websites we just mentioned don't really look at what these quality indicators are. And the major quality indicators are infection rates.
Oof. Okay.
You don't want to go to a hospital that's got a, you know, that's got high infection rates.
Sure. Well, sure.
Falls.
Okay.
Medication error. Bed ulcers. Readmission rates, and just generally patient safety.
Makes sense.
I mean, though, yeah, those sound reasonable. Sure.
Now, see, now, you know, you're going to say to yourself, what does readmission rates mean? What readmission rates mean that if they're not treating, if the hospital is not treating you to a conclusion that allows you to go home and, you know, convalesce and get well, and they have to readmit you, something's wrong.
Okay. Yeah. Ideally, you're at the hospital until you're to a point to where you can go home and don't have to come back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So with all that being said, what I think is the most objective out of all the stuff out there is in called, you know, the Medicare five-star rating. It clearly is more objective. It doesn't use self-reporting data as the other websites do. And it's one of the best I've seen. It's got 57 quality indicators, I mean, across the board. And, you know, they rate the hospitals one star through five stars. And you can compare hospitals. You can do a variety of different things. And again, it's medicare.gov/hospital compare. And again, we'll have this on the website. But this one's really, really good.
I've heard it said before, and I know this isn't a business podcast per se, but I've always heard it said that the best kind of way to keep track of whether or not a business is legitimate is not necessarily Yelp, but something like the Better Business Bureau. Is that kind of what this is? It's almost a federal solution to rating and kind of evaluating hospitals for consumer use?
I guess I never thought of it that way, but it probably is.
Again, I don't want to grandstand on the Better Business Bureau because I don't know for sure. I've just heard that said before.
Well, we should probably point out that the BBB is not a government organization.
Are they not?
That's no, true. They are not.
So, I learned something today about business and also healthcare. Anyway, I'm sorry, Gary, for that tangent.
No, that's okay. Is that? But I also think, though, that I think if the consumers start taking advantage of what the government has to offer, at least on the healthcare side, the rating side, they've got some great, great, you know, healthcare tools.
Sure.
And this happens to be, I think, one of the better ones. And again, we'll have this all on our website for the consumer to, you know, to take advantage of. But again, I would encourage the consumers to focus in on this a little bit more than the other two or the other 10 or whatever is out there.
And that website is healthcareconsumernavigatorcenter.com.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So, and we will have it out there for you to take advantage of.
Now, Gary, is the Medicare rating for exclusively for hospitals?
For hospitals.
Is there a good place to go that you know of for general practice doctors or anything of that nature?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, there's so many of them out there, right? There's no really solid solution yet.
No, see, that's why a lot of these websites will take advantage of, or not take advantage, but will leverage consumer feedback, just like we talked about before. It's the Yelp of reporting on doctors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
and I think it's, you know, worth pointing out that when it comes to consumer feedback, it seems like people are far more likely to leave a negative review than they are to leave a positive review. If you've had a bad experience, you want to go tell the world about it. If you had a good experience, you had a good experience and you go on about your day.
Right. You're riding high.
Does that seem fair?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, in doing some research, you know, for this podcast, I think I stumbled upon two or three or four different comments about doctors' offices, doctors, or, you know, the front desk staff encouraging patients to, you know, go on the website and say good things.
Sure.
Or the office staff going on the website and saying good things. So, I mean, it's kind of spooky, but true.
Speaking of saying good things, now seems like a good time to jump in and say, if you're listening on iTunes, leave us a rating. That's true. Give us a review. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, see, the last thing I want to point out, these are numbers that the Medicare program has published over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And just to throw out a couple of numbers, now there's about, you know, 4,000, 4,500, 5,000 hospitals in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
okay? In 2018, based upon all of the data that rolls up into these five-star ratings, Medicare penalized, out of all the hospitals in the U.S., 751 hospitals for patient injuries.
Out of 4,500 something in the U.S., that is almost one in five.
Yep.
Okay. 20%. That's not too shabby. I know I'm rounding up, but great.
In 2016, Medicare penalized 758 hospitals for safety problems.
Okay.
2015, Medicare cut payments to 721 hospitals with the highest infection rates and injury rates. We'll have this on our website, but you can click on these reports and you can see every hospital that got penalized. This is public information.
Probably worth looking at.
And it is probably worth looking at.
Yeah.
So with that being said, what are the takeaways from today's podcast? Well, buyer beware. And again, some of these websites are very, very self-serving. They sell advertising, schedule patients. They're in it to make the money. Take the time to talk to your doctor. Even though it may not be, you know, 100% objective, but what I will tell you is this. Doctors know which doctors are the best and which doctors are the worst. Doctors know which hospitals are the best and which hospitals are the worst. There is this, for lack of better words, Dr. Underground out there,
ooh,
who is a list of doctors that the doctors go to.
Mm, yeah, trust that.
Trust that. Believe me, trust that more than maybe some of these websites. Food for thought. So if you're asking a doctor about ABC, the question you should ask, or the second question is, would you go to that doctor or would you go to that clinic?
Sure. Who would you recommend?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then lastly is that I would use the government five-star rating. At least at a bare bone minimum, it's much more objective. Mm. So with that being said, that wraps up today's podcast, and we will be publishing more in the future. And with that, thank you very much.